The Wisdom of Chaim, Song number 48, June 30, 1978. The Wisdom of Chaim. If wisdom's what you're looking for within the Tsar's wide realm, you have no need to look beyond the tiny town of Chelm. In Chelm reside the wisest men, as well as wisest wives, with Rabbi Wise, the wisest man, to wisely guide their lives. The wisdom is no substitute for herring on a dish. A man cannot be called a man who thinks of only fish. So share in wisdom for a while. All you have to do is settle back and let me tell some tales of Chelm to you. Tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm. While walking under sunny skies late one afternoon, two scholars argued on the worth of sun compared to moon. Well, we'll let Rabbi Wise decide, the two of them agreed. So to the rabbi's modest home they walked in rapid speed. The rabbi heard their deep concern, nodding with his head. Then slowly and deliberately, this is what he said. It's clear the moon has much more worth. It shines in dark of night. For who needs sun at peak of noon when day's already bright? Tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm. A student at the Hebrew school will, while deep in study there, rub his hand across his chin, never touching hair. Then worried by the sudden thought of life without a beard, he rushed to wise old Rabbi Wise, explaining what he feared. My father has a fine thick beard, but Rabbi, I have none. I cannot bear to live my life never having one. Relax, my son, the rabbi said. No boy is like the other. Some of them resemble dad, but you take after mother. Tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm. A student and old Rabbi Wise, while on their way to Brecht, engaged a room within an inn to spend the night at rest. Next morn, before the cock could crow, a servant came to knock. The student rose and by mistake donned the rabbi's frock. He went downstairs to get some bread, and in the darkened hall saw himself reflected from a mirror on the wall. And staring at the rabbi's coat, he slowly shook his head. The boy I told to wake me up woke Rabbi Wise instead. Tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm. A scholar known for innocence in matters of the earth was stunned one day when he was told his wife had given birth. He ran to Rabbi Wise and cried, a problem now is mine. I married only 3 short months and babies come with 9. Well, 3 months you have lived with her, 3 months she with you. Together yet another 3, you know these facts are true. And if you total all the months, the sum will be just fine. 3 plus 3 and still 3 more, easily make 9. Tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm, tales of Chelm. 2 scholars ventured on a walk one gray and misty day, but only one had thought to bring umbrella for the way. A short time out, a gray cloud burst, and rain poured from the sky. Open your umbrella up, how else will we stay dry? There is no use, the answer came. It's holy as a sieve. No way that it will keep rain out as long as we may live. Then why do you take it on the walk? The other asked in pain. Well, how was I to ever guess that it would start to rain? Tales of Chelm. Tales of Chelm. Tales of Chelm. Tales of Chelm. One winter night, a passing storm took pause along its way to cover Chelm in fluffy snow before the break of day. The first to wake was Rabbi Wise, who even from his bed was awed to see the flawless snow, as to himself he said, how can the shamus go to call the minion out to pray? He'll mar the snow with shamus prints, destroy the white display. Now what I need is seven men, all blessed with sturdy backs. They'll lift him high and carry him, so he will make no tracks. Tales of Chelm. Tales of Chelm. Tales of Chelm. Tales of Chelm. You've wondered maybe as I sung you just how it all began. Did so much wisdom come to Chelm according to a plan? Well, it is said that long ago, when souls were scarce in Chelm, an angel came to pass some out and populate the realm. He carried souls into large sacks, the one with foolish kind. The other held the wisest souls that ever you could find. He planned to leave a few from each, but one sack split its middle, spreading souls of just one sort, but which is still a riddle. Tales of Chelm. Tales of Chelm.